launching into the second hour of the program here for the live Saturday edition. We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy all the features we have there for you completely free. Unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for their sites, you can actually control the content as well. So it's not one of those sites where we tell you what's important. It's the other way around. You tell us what's important. Everything you see on the front page as you scroll down, you'll see numbered items. All of those items were selected by you, were promoted by you. Well, maybe you haven't gone and done it yet, but you can. There's nothing holding you back. You can go and sign up for a free account. And then at that point, you can submit new content to the site. So if you find something online that you think is interesting, submit it as show prep, and then others will vote upon it. That's the idea, and you can participate in it. You can, if you've got stuff to submit, you may submit it. If you just want to vote on things, you can do that too. You can go to freetalklive.com and then click upcoming stories. You can vote on the stuff on the front page, but it's most important to click upcoming stories and vote on those, because that's the brand new content that other folks have submitted to the site. And the more votes each story gets, the more likely it is to be promoted away from the upcoming stories page and onto the front page of the site. So go and get interactive over at freetalklive.com. As we jump right back into your phone calls, obviously a lot of people have some thoughts they want to share on the Colorado theater massacre. And we're going to go back to someone calling themselves a citizen, listening to KFNA FM in Texas, in the Abilene area. Hey, a citizen, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I just wanted to make one more point. In Nazi Germany, before the Second World War, their economy was in the tank. And when Hitler started putting people back to work, they would put up with almost anything to get their economy back on track. Well, what did he do? He called for a registration of your guns and your artwork and your jewelry. So he knew right where to come and get it when they decided to, turn the screws.
Indeed.
You're suggesting that gun confiscation is coming soon to America?
Well, it certainly looks like it with that, with the UN treaty that they're trying to get signed.
I've heard that UN treaty is many, many years old and that they've been trying to do that for a long time.
Right. But, it's just like Oklahoma City and the assault gun ban. It's serendipitous timing for somebody that this has happened. Obama's trying to get this, sign it. The Senate said they don't want to vote on it, but this might change some minds. You know what I mean?
It may very well. It certainly leads a lot of people to believe that that's one of the, motivations for the conspiracy theories that are being floated out there about this. A guy called earlier suggesting that he didn't think that the gunman who is being said is the gunman was the actual gunman. But, Mark, you said the cops responded in a minute and a half.
That was the number that I'd heard.
This scene, so presuming there are video cameras on the outside of this movie theater for security purposes, that may lead to more conclusions to be able to be drawn about what happened in this situation. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. We're going to try Mac one more time, listening in Savannah. Mac, are you there? Mac, do we have you? Going once. Going twice. All right, just going to let him go. Let's try instead Dustin, listening in Wichita to XM Satellite Radio's Extreme Talk. Hey, Dustin.
Hey, I have a theory about the shooter. I don't think he was trying to, or he definitely wanted to do what he did, but he wasn't on a suicide mission. He was a highly intelligent person, and he had this all planned out. He had it. His music playing at midnight at his home for the cops to come, thinking they would be there by 12:30. And the shootings didn't start till 12:45. So I firmly believe that he was trying to coax the cops into his house, create a diversion there, go into the movie theater, shoot the movie theater up, and then try to get away cleanly or as clean as he could.
I don't know whether houses, it seems, I got it, and it doesn't sound like a terrible plan, but if you were trying to do such a thing, you'd think you'd throw Molotov cocktails at people's houses and hope to set fires all along the street, and that would get everybody all riled up as opposed to playing your music loud in your apartment.
Yeah, but he was playing his music to try to coax somebody in to blow it up.
That may be true. It looks like he's got it rigged to blow, but that could just as well be later too.
Very true. And yeah.
It's hard to say. It's interesting.
Very good, Dustin. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, I was just going to pass that along.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. 855-453. Pat, listening in Norfolk 2, WNIS in Virginia. Hey, Pat, you're on Free Talk Live at the Ian and Mark.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, look, I was wondering about that shooting. We've got a lot of surveillance around these days. What, no surveillance on it?
You got to talk right in your phone. It's kind of hard to hear you, Pat.
I said all the surveillance going on in movie theaters, stores, motels, whatever.
Bathrooms.
There wasn't no surveillance on this thing or what?
Oh, well, we don't know yet. I mean, it's probably too early for any of that footage to be released. It's likely that if there is surveillance footage, the police have, sequestered it, and they will,
In the name of justice.
Yeah, it'll possibly be available at a later time.
One other question. Was Batman and Robin making popcorn or what?
No, they weren't able to save him.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you.
You'll notice nobody shot up an Avengers studio.
855 theater, you mean? 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We can go to the AMP lines. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello. AMP lines, you're on the air.
Oh, hello.
You're on the air.
Colorado, and I wanted to change the subject up just a little bit. Talk about Bitcoin.
Okay, sure.
And I've been tracking it a lot lately, and it's been pretty volatile. And I just wanted to mention that it'll be real interesting to follow this because we don't really have many opportunities in our life to observe a truly free market actually in operation. And so since this isn't controlled by any government and it's
or banking organization.
Almost anonymous. So any fluctuations that happen in the Bitcoin market are actually pure market-based movements. So anyhow, I just wanted to point that out.
It is fascinating, and we also have never been able to really see the beginning of a digital currency like this. I mean, Bitcoin is something that's brand new from a lot of fronts.
Right, it's money. It's a currency that is developed mainly for the internet, but it doesn't exist in the real world in the same way that most currency has existed before, in the same way that online life doesn't exist the way real life has. It is cash for the internet, and it's you can't counterfeit it. They can't inflate it. It's not controlled by any government or bank. And it makes it very interesting. When they do the trading of bitcoins, the same way they do with other commodities and that kind of thing and currencies, well, it's trading all the time as opposed to certain times.
Right.
And it's trading 24 hours a day, and it's trading completely free of, the crash squad or whatever that's going to try to prevent the currency from going down or up. So you get to see it. Now, when you say volatile, it hasn't been really volatile. It's not bouncing down from 30 cents up to $30 and that kind of thing. It's bebopping around between, $8.50 and $9.50, right?
Well, right around Porkfest, I bought some Bitcoin at $6.50. Now we've gone to $9, and so that's in the normal world of investment, that's a huge shift in
huge
a deal. Month's time.
Sure.
Something else is speculators though are going to see this as a ripe field to play their machinations on the market too. So it'll be interesting to see what happens when people go in there and try to manipulate this market, because inevitably that's going to happen. So
and inevitably it will, but consider this for a second. You've got to get some in order to manipulate. So you have to buy, and you have to buy big in order to be able to manipulate the market.
Kelvin, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. Go to weusecoins.org to learn more about the Bitcoin. And go to bitinstant.com to get your hands on some of them. I actually did it, and it was so easy. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
What has happened to America, and when did it become okay for the government to extort wealth from the American people? As a former law enforcement officer, I have explained in my new book, In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, how absolute property ownership has been denied to the American people, how and why inflation is fleecing America, how law enforcement officers are being used to suppress and criminalize the beliefs of liberty and freedom. In Plain Sight explains how we can restore what was once a free America. Get your copy of In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and take control of these airwaves here. It is the live Saturday edition. We're here to take your calls about whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. And of course, you can join us over at freetalklive.com. Lots of features await you there. We've got archives that go all the way back to late 2006. You can just go click and download. You don't have to log in. There's no membership fee. You don't have to click through ads or anything like that. It's just all there, all free. And in fact, you can go to the SoundCloud page where you can not only get Free Talk Live archives, but also other things like the Edgington Post episodes, which, by the way, The Edgington Post is available as a separate podcast. Is also, it appears in our main podcast, but it's also available as a separate podcast. So those of you who maybe are Free Talk Live amplifiers who want to subscribe to the Edgington Post can just subscribe directly to the Edgington
Post. What do you mean it appears in our main podcast? I don't attach it to the main podcast anymore.
You don't have to. It appears automatically. Anything you upload to SoundCloud.
It's a separate podcast that comes into our main podcast feed.
Anything you upload to SoundCloud, Mark, appears in our main podcast. And then what we've done is we filtered out Edgington Post into its own podcast as well for people who just want to subscribe to Edgington Post. Does that make sense?
Our podcast feed?
A podcast is, to me,
one episode.
No,
a podcast is an episode.
You're misunderstanding the term podcast. Podcast is a delivery system for episodes. Podcast is a delivery system for MP3 archives or whatever, you know.
So podcasting isn't a system for delivering podcasts.
Correct. To call an MP3 file a podcast is inaccurate. That would be it's just not what a podcast is.
Okay.
It's commonly mislabeled and misunderstood, so I understand why you misunderstand that. But the podcast is the XML file, is the programming file that essentially tells your computer where to go and get archives, where to automatically go and download MP3 files. So the Edgington Post is your product, Mark, that you've been making on a regular basis every single week, and it is available in our main podcast and also as its own separate thing. You can get them all over at freetalklive.com. Download whatever you want. It's all free. And if you want to access the SoundCloud page, just look on the left-hand side of freetalklive.com under Listen and Share. You'll find the SoundCloud link there. You'll also find our regular podcast. You'll also find the Edgington Post. It's all there for you at freetalklive.com. And if you're looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear, visit manventureoutpost.com while you still can. They carry knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. Manventureoutpost.com, family-owned and members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. Some prices so low, they can't be mentioned here on the radio. You can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. That's manventureoutpost.com. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. We continue here with you and your thoughts. Denise, ladies first on Free Talk Live. Denise, listening to KMED out in Oregon. Hello there.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was just calling in regards to the shooter at the incident we had this week. I just thought that it was kind of unusual that he went to such extreme measures to save himself, to go in there with all the armor that he went on. In the past, when we've seen this sort of thing, usually the shooter goes in there kind of with the forethought that he's going to die one way or another. Either the cops are going to take him out or he's going to take himself out. Mm-hmm. But this guy was so precautious to make sure that he came out alive, did his deed, and then walked out kind of, okay, cops, here I am. Take me away. I did what I was supposed to do. I think the whole thing is very suspicious. We haven't seen any mugshots with all the hundreds and hundreds of people there with cell phones. We haven't seen any video of what he did. No video of him being arrested, drove away. I think the whole thing is very, very suspicious.
So what do you think? What are you proposing? Because, I mean, I can totally see why people weren't videoing the shootout. I mean, you know, the guy comes in, you know, the door opens, guy comes in, he starts shooting. You know, who's going to whip out their cell phone camera and video that?
But well, I understand that, but once he ran out, there were a lot of people in the parking lot, and he was just standing there by his car, from what I heard, just kind of waiting for the police.
Yeah, well, I would suspect people didn't know that was the guy. I mean, they're probably preoccupied with their own lives and wounds at that point, as opposed to looking in the parking lot for the guy that might have done it.
Well,
but
hold on a second.
Wait a minute.
If he runs out into the parking lot wearing body armor, it's going to be pretty obvious that this guy is the man who was just shooting.
I'm surprised they didn't go after him and tear him apart.
The people in the parking lot?
Yeah. I really am, too, especially since there's been so much forethought about people jumping in and taking charge of situations like this, and with theater full of people, not one person seemed to have jumped in there.
Well, I don't know what there was to jump in to do in that very quick incident. You did see one man apparently shielded his girlfriend with his body. I mean, you know, there's the stories of heroism already.
I would think with him moving all over that theater, someone could have came up behind him and grabbed him.
That's a gun. I don't know how far you would have to move through the theater. I you know, maybe you're hearing him part of the story I don't know about, but you know, he could take out people with an AR-15 in a regular theater without moving anywhere.
I got the impression he was at the front of the theater the entire time. Did you hear something otherwise?
No, I agree. That's what I heard.
Yeah, if you want.
So what do you think? What's the possibility here? What are you thinking could be afoot?
Well, I know that there's the NATO Weapons Summit coming up in a week.
Yep, I mean, you know, there,
yeah.
people are positing this.
Second Amendment rights.
Your Second Amendment rights are already gone because they already have gun laws that have destroyed your Second Amendment rights. There are 20,000 gun laws in the United States federal government. Also, states and localities have other gun laws on top of that, and every single one of those is a violation of your rights. So
well,
your rights are gone.
But today I could still
gone.
Go into the store and buy a semi-automatic weapon if I wanted to.
That's true.
No, tell me what it'll be 6 weeks from now.
Yeah, you might want to consider doing that sooner rather than later. And I thank you, Denise, for the call and the thoughts tonight at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Jerry is listening to Monster Radio in Marion, Illinois, WGGH. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, what's up?
What's on your mind?
I was listening to your show, and I think we do have freedom. I think you should have killed him.
Who should have killed him?
The police.
Okay.
Well, I mean,
well,
isn't it the police's job to take him to jail?
Yeah, aren't they, you know, ideally, shouldn't they be taking, suspects
no,
and putting them in front of a court?
No, we have to pay for it.
Well, I understand that you don't want to pay to put the man in a cage, but don't you think it's useful to try to understand what happened?
No. He's an idiot.
Well, it's. Yeah, I mean, at this point, we don't even know if this is the guy who did it. I mean, we have no real evidence. All we've ever heard is what the television said, and the television said all kinds of stories up to this point.
I thought they said they seen me shooting.
So, how's your Saturday night going?
Oh, it's going all right.
Yeah, what are you doing there in Marion, Illinois tonight, Jerry?
Nothing, just been to the mall.
Yeah, you've been to the mall?
I had an ice cream, that's why I talk funny. I ain't drunk or nothing.
You're not drunk?
No.
Really?
I've had an accident while
I'm sorry to hear that, Jerry. I didn't mean to pick on you. Thanks for the call, man. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You did sound drunk.
He did sound drunk.
855-450-3733. You can call drunk. I mean, we haven't had a good drunk caller for quite a while on Free
Apparently,
Talk.
Apparently, we didn't get one tonight.
As long as you can dial the phone, you can call Free Talk Live, 855-453. Or hand the phone to somebody who's not so drunk and have them dial it for you.
Because that's
Free Talk Live.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk foods. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT, and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly liked the other effects it had on him. great product.
And now for the first time, you can try TGen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941. TGen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com. The next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
The show is Free Talk Live, meaning you're free to call in and talk about anything you want. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-855-450-3733, and you can join us on our website. Do head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you'll find there. It's all free. freetalklive.com. And by the way, those features include the bulletin board system. You can go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. Plus, we post our show notes there that we use during the program. You can see those later on after the show's over. All over at bbs.freetalklive.com. It's free, of course. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
You can't listen to radio or the cable news without seeing some advertisement for gold right now. And, you know, a lot of people are concerned about buying gold because they don't know whether they're getting a good deal or not. Everybody knows that when you make an investment, you've got to buy low in order to sell high. So that means you have to get your gold at the best price you can. Probably the best way to get your gold is not listening to a commercial and saying, I'm going to buy from them. You need to do some comparison shopping at the very least. Go to gold.freetalklive.com before you buy anywhere and take a look at the prices that we have there on gold and silver coins that you can have in your possession. That way you can do some comparison shopping because, well, you don't just want to get on the phone with one of these companies and say, I've got $100,000. How many gold coins can I get? That's not going to go well. Gold.freetalklive.com.
Yes, indeed. All right, let's continue here with you and your thoughts. Let's go all the way to South Korea where Tim is listening. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian and Mark. How are you guys doing tonight?
Super. What time is it in South Korea right now?
Well, it's 9:30 in the morning, so unlike your last caller, I'm not going to be as drunk.
He said it was a condition. So you're waking up with Ian and Mark in the morning in South Korea. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to call you guys with 2 points. The first one is just that I really want to thank you for what you guys do. You've helped me reshape and refine my personal ideas about liberty, and I appreciate your passion and vigilance, and it's really fun to listen to you guys as often as I can.
Great. Are you a Free Talk Live amplifier?
You know, actually, I've heard the advertisements for it, and I'm actually getting to a point now financially where I've actually I'm thinking about doing it. So
that'd be great. It's $3 a month. You can go learn more at amp.freetalklive.com. So I'm glad that you appreciate the show. What else did you want to share?
Well, yeah, the second thing was I want to just qualify it with that to let you guys know that I really think like what you do is awesome. The second thing was just a little kind of maybe suggestion that I would have for when you have callers that aren't really coming from the same point that you are at all. Like oftentimes when I'm listening, you'll get kind of like an Obama fanboy or someone calling in and you always say that, you know, you think they're listening to the wrong radio show. They're not understanding, you know, kind of the format. But I think it would be really interesting if you guys would kind of let them make their arguments a little bit more on the air instead of, it seems like oftentimes you're quick to kind of just jump at them and over the top and say, you know, well, you're kind of wrong. But I think for the sake of debate, it would be really interesting just kind of like to let them run with the line a little bit and then kind of ease them into your point of view, because I think that, you know, the point of view that you guys are coming from is incredibly valid, and a lot of people just haven't thought about it. So I think just kind of indulging people and letting them kind of voice, you know, the fallacies in their own arguments would be pretty effective.
Yeah, thanks for that. I mean, I feel like we do that to some extent, but obviously, you know, there are different factors that come into play with each caller. So it just depends on a number of different things. Like if there are a lot of calls lined up, then we can't spend as much time with each person as maybe we might otherwise. It could also depend on, you know, who's co-hosting the show on that particular night. Because for our listeners that don't know, we do have a weekday program as well as our Saturday and Sunday shows that we have additional folks in the studio at that time. And that kind of throws things into a different mix every single night. But I feel like there's plenty of folks that have called the show, and we've taken lots of time to talk them through issues. And it just depends. You know, if you feel like we gave somebody the short shrift, feel free to call in and call us out. I mean,
Well, he listens to the podcast, right?
There are certainly times when we've done that. Well, he's listening live right now.
He is. That's true.
Yeah. I have to wake up early in the morning. The only time I can call you guys live is on the weekends. So yeah, other than that, I'm the time difference is so out of whack. So I either have to call Free Talk Live or call my family and say hi once a month.
How long have you been listening to the show?
I've been listening to the show now for about 2 years. I really started listening to it after.
You really think we jumped down everybody's throats that disagrees? I mean, I don't feel like that at all.
No, actually, and that's the thing is I wanted to make sure that I made it myself clear and was articulate about it, because I really don't think that you guys do that. In fact, I think you're generally one of the reasons I love listening to your show is how in depth you go with things and how just, I don't know, how unique your take is.
I mean, I'm more likely to keep somebody on the line who disagrees to have a lengthy conversation with somebody like that than I am to...
But by a lengthy conversation, once that person gets their initial pitch out, usually the exchanges tend to be shorter at that point. They don't have the opportunity to filibuster and,
Yeah, and I think that's kind of gets to the heart of my point is that what happens is, you know how it is, if you're debating someone that comes from a different standpoint politically than you, what often happens is immediately the headbutting starts. And after that happens, the person will not, it's just human nature for them not to think later, oh, I guess that guy was right. It's much more likely for them to say, oh, screw that guy. I'm not interested in anything I have to say. And I think sometimes the whole idea of like, well, don't you realize that George Bush and Barack Obama are the exact same person? That kind of stuff happens before I think they actually have a chance to realize that. And so even though you and I realize that and your listeners realize that.
Well, most people aren't going to have an epiphany in the moment of the conversation.
It does happen, but it's rare that a person, you know, can change their opinion on the air.
They're, right.
I mean, like, consider, I don't know if you've ever had the opportunity to change somebody's opinion in one area on the ideas of liberty, but it usually takes some time and some real time to do it.
Right, and there have been those instances where people have called in, and at the end of the show, you know, we start, or at the end of the call, we start the call with the disagreement, and then at the end of the call, You know, they have moved clearly in a particular direction. So that's happened.
So but clearly you're wrong.
But on the other hand, well, no, what I'm saying is there's a variety of experiences here. On the other hand, what can also happen is somebody who is very, you know, devout in their belief system, they're not going to budge at all.
Right. At that point, they're just the wall that you smack the tennis ball off of.
Right. So to some extent, you know, it'd be great if we could bring everybody that calls Free Talk Live on board with the ideas of liberty, but ultimately that's not the aim of the program. The aim is to be an entertaining talk radio program that folks will listen to and then maybe, you know, come to some conclusions that are positive in the right direction. But I agree with you. You should absolutely let somebody, you know, choke themselves with their own words.
Right. If they can't be converted, at least they can be a lesson.
Right, right. And I think the thing is just that it wouldn't be for as much that individual's benefit as much as it would be for the benefit of all the listeners who are still just kind of, you know, listening and forming their ideas and just needing more of the logic and just needing more of that healthy debate element. Because I know it took me years to come around to the position, you know, that I'm at now, and it's taken me years to soften my family up towards just really simple concepts. And so, yeah, I really appreciate what you guys are doing. But
Tim, thanks for the call and thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And, you know, I don't mind, certainly don't mind critique. And there have been times when we have treated people unfairly on this program. And, you know, call us out.
And the difficulty is knowing what to do in every instance. Nobody's when you've got 100,000 people listening to the radio program, everybody's going to believe that somebody's going to believe that every caller was treated poorly, and everybody's going to believe that some caller was treated poorly at some point. So, you know, I mean, you've really got this difficult position. I'll tell you, when you call into Free Talk Live with your fangs bared and barking like a rabid dog, the chances of things going well for you are going to go right out the window.
That's true.
Quickly.
We are going to play to some extent to how the caller is, you know, behaving. So if somebody is cool and they're conversational, we'll have a conversational discussion. And
if they're a person
attacking,
that just talks and talks while we're talking, you know, that's going to go poorly.
Yeah, cool, because you do want to have a conversation. I mean, at some point we have to ask questions, and that can frustrate people. Like if somebody calls in with a lecture that they want to give.
Yeah, sure.
It's the conversation, you know. We want to talk to people, and if you say something that we have a question about, we need to ask that question in order to clarify what it is you're saying. I ask questions to understand what someone's saying better. I want to know what you're saying. I don't want to pretend like I understand what you're saying. 855-453. You take control. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries, or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99, and get a hand grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up anything you want, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, of course, you can join us over at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features. If you want, you may support the program, as we had suggested to our last caller. Said he really liked Free Talk Live. Become a Free Talk Live amplifier. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com. You don't even have to listen to the show to be a Free Talk Live amplifier. Sometimes people come into the show, they listen for years, and then they, for whatever reason, life changes, and they can't listen anymore. But you know that we're still doing what we've always done for now almost a decade. Coming up in November will be our 10th year completed.
Hard to believe.
Being on this radio program. And you know we're going to keep doing what we do, which is talking about freedom on the radio, on now over 100 radio stations. We're going to have hopefully two more on board starting on Monday, which is going to be exciting, new FM talkers in North Carolina. And we'll tell you more about that at that time. But new people are always coming across the ideas of liberty because of Free Talk Live. So if that's valuable to you, or maybe you just really like the show, you can help support Free Talk Live by going to amp.freetalklive.com. It's $3 a month. Now, those other talk shows, they want to get $6, $7, $8 a month from you just to access their website. You can already access our website for free. You can go and engage in all of the features that you can find there, all of the archives, the chat room, the BBS, all of that stuff, all free. So this is above and beyond that. This is if you really want to show your appreciation for Free Talk Live. You get perks, of course, as an amplifier. You get access to the amp-only call-in lines. Kelvin called in on those earlier tonight. You've also got the amp-only podcast, which doesn't have the usual podcast commercials that our podcast does. You've also got the amp-only, again, amp-only forum. So you can go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more. There's some other perks as well. amp.freetalklive.com. Sign up with any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. Once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. Your $3 a month makes a big difference for Free Talk Live. So thank you if you've already amped. Thank you if you continue to amp. And thank you if you are yet to amp. Okay, so let's continue with you and your calls. Rich is listening in Illinois to XM Satellite Radio's Extreme Talk. Hey, Rich.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight? You got to turn your radio down, first of all. I don't know if it's your radio or if it's your cell phone feeding back, but if it is your radio, please turn it down.
How about now? Is that better?
Great. Go ahead.
I was listening to some of the people with their conspiracy theories, and I'm not too quick to dismiss them. I mean, you look at the what happened with Fast and Furious, where they gave guns to cartels to kill innocent people. I just think you need to keep an open mind. I mean, you do have that gun, that small arms treaty going on with the UN. You got a whole lot of stuff going on in the Gulf, and it's in a dead news period time that this happened. I mean, I don't know what happened, but I don't dismiss anything at this point.
No, I don't know if I've dismissed anything particularly.
I think it's difficult to prove these things because, sadly, the government has the media parrots what the government says. And, you know, whether we don't know what's true and we're never going to know what's true. And to some extent, I kind of feel like conspiracy theories are useless. Not that they're not true. Just that they're useless. Because, A, you can't be right because you can't know everything. So you come up with whatever plan you come up with, or, you know, story you come up with as far as the conspiracy theory goes, and you've got to be wrong, so people are going to pick it apart a little bit. Secondarily, if you take a look at the, JFK assassination, which is the most successful conspiracy theory in the, you know, the history of the United States conspiracy theories, you'll find that most people, I think, in the United States believe some level of a conspiracy theory with the JFK assassination, and it still doesn't matter. They're not bringing people to justice over it. No, there's never been, a court case. So, you know, no one cares. They believe it, and they still don't care.
Yeah, I got you on that. But I think with the Holder thing, what's going on with Fast and Furious and the Holder thing, I think, and I don't know how many people understand what happened with Fast and Furious. But I think that's a big warning sign, right? And I think the other thing with the Homeland Security putting a big part of the nation on watch for terrorism, I think that it should be opening people's eyes. And I think thirdly, I mean, this is right next to Columbine. If you did any reading on Columbine, Columbine was because of mental illness, but yet the universities pushed this bullying issue, saying that we need to protect ourselves from ourselves.
You think Columbine was about mental illness?
Yeah, I've actually read the FBI report. Yes, it was about mental illness. The guy was not being bullied.
He wasn't being bullied?
Hold on a second. We've had Danny LaDonne on this program. He's the guy who directed, produced Playing Columbine, which is an excellent film I highly recommend. In fact, Mark and I, we actually appear in that particular movie. And if anybody's done research on the Columbine situation, it's Danny LaDonne, and I would trust his opinion over what the FBI report says. I mean, these guys absolutely were picked on.
A lot of mentally ill people do get picked on.
Was an alpha male, and they were both on antidepressants and psychotic drugs. And then, like I said, I'm going up with the FBI report said. So the FBI report came back and said that this has to do more with their their mind than it did with the bullying.
Well, you've got to be somewhat mentally ill to go on a shooting rampage in the first place, I think, in general. Obviously, sane people don't do that sort of thing. However, I think people can be pushed over the brink of frustration and sanity by the actions, the aggressive actions of others. When people feel like they are cornered, they're more likely to lash out, for instance, the old cornered animal situation.
I certainly thought about putting something in the face of people who bullied me.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
I've been bullied myself too. I'm not disagreeing with that, but I mean, there are things that do restraint, and there is enough research going on right now that says that some of these drugs that the kids were being put on back in the 90s were causing these behaviors.
I think there's something to that. I mean, absolutely, drugs are very powerful, and they can affect the way people think.
They are, you know, drugs intended to affect the way people think.
Yeah, I mean, no, there's no doubt about that. So I agree with you there, and certainly Danny LaDonne, I think, acknowledges that they, you know, were on drugs. But to say there wasn't bullying going on, I mean, it's just not true. I mean, they absolutely were being picked on and ostracized by their class members. And I think that had that not been happening, then maybe the violence never would have occurred because they would never have had the impetus to.
Well, we don't know that. That's something that we don't know.
I said maybe. I mean, I'm speculating.
Right. Obviously, nobody in this theater bullied this guy.
Right, and that's the other thing. I mean, this guy is a neuropsychologist going for a PhD for neuropsychology. He's got over $3,000-$4,000 worth of equipment on, and he's been going to school for 5 years. I mean, some of this stuff doesn't ring logical and reasonable.
Well, the fact is that really smart people, especially really smart males, are more predisposed in their in their early 20s to you know, having these psychotic breaks, and sometimes they don't never come back from them.
Well, now this is the best part of the conspiracy theory that I've heard, or the theories that I've heard. The best. One of the more persuasive portions of it is, if this guy is in all kinds of debt for college, where do you get the money to buy all this equipment?
Lots of college students are doing just fine.
Well, I've heard that he's in debt for college. I don't know if that's true. I mean, it's just the conspiracy theorists that are
college
putting
that loans
out there.
Nobody cares about college loans while you're in college. They'll give you all kinds of credit.
Rich, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. Let's continue here, and we'll go to Leela calling from Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live. Leela.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
My husband listens to you more than I do, but he played a show from the other day on the way to work for me. And we were talking, you were talking about spotting the Colorado cabin or house in Colorado, and the couple that was staying there, and then the other couple that had moved away from Colorado to get a better job.
Right, there were squatters. They came back after they moved away. They came back. Squatters were in their house, and it was a very difficult process for them to attempt to get them out. In fact, they still aren't out.
That's crazy. But I agree, that's crazy. But we talk about being pedantic because we both think he's more liberal, I'm more Republican. And we were talking about being pedantic and how Mark is more pedantic than Ian.
Can you define pedantic?
Just correcting things that aren't really necessary to correct.
I think Ian is that way.
Overly concerned, according to dictionary.com, overly concerned with minute details or formalisms, especially
in teaching. Concerned with minute details, yes. So when you want to be friends with somebody, though, correcting them does not make a friend.
Oh, I'm not looking to make friends with Ian. I've had Ian as a business partner for 10 years now. I make a living arguing with him. And besides, he's crazy.
The reason I'm calling is because the story started out as someone is squatting on their house, and no one gave the information that they had thought they had signed a contract to take money. So it was necessary to be pedantic.
Well, let's talk more about it here in a moment. If you want, stick with us. We can bring it back an hour number three. We'll explain more about the story for those of you who were not listening to that. 855-450-3, hour three next.
Hey, college students. The Independent Institute in Oakland, California is putting on the Challenge of Liberty seminar this summer. You can spend a week connecting with other liberty-minded students from around the world, attending seminars with libertarian luminaries, and grappling with pressing issues facing the world's economy and its people. Go to seminar.freetalklive.com. It's $195 for the class and $300 for the room and meals at the beautiful Notre Dame de Namur University in Belmont, California. Seminar.freetalklive.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're in Australia and trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.